Surge, written and read by Jay Bernard. You've seen the physical. I was dealing with the opposite medium. I was in the belly of the beast. When you have to collect information and walk back into the belly of the beast to put it over, you're on dangerous grounds. Alex Pascal, New Cross Fire Remembrance, Albany, Deptford, 2011. For here we have not an enduring city, but we are looking for the city to come. Hebrews 13:14. Author's note. In 2016, I was invited to be writer-in-residence at the George Padmore Institute, an archive, library and research centre dedicated to radical black history in Britain. At the back of my mind, I knew that I was interested in the New Cross Fire. It was only when I opened the boxes relating to it that I realised I had grown up as a black British Londoner with a piecemeal understanding of the event and the consequences that followed. In the early hours of Sunday morning on 18th of January 1981, a fire broke out at 439 New Cross Road. It was Yvonne Ruddock's 16th birthday, and she had arranged a party with her cousin to celebrate. The fire spread quickly, killing 13 young people and injuring 27 others. In the immediate aftermath of the fire, dubbed the New Cross Massacre, many believed it had been a racist attack. Investigations yielded little. Early reports by the police indicated that an incendiary device was found under the window. Forensics experts later said the fire had started in the middle of the room. Some of the teenagers who had been at the party gave statements that they later retracted in court, saying they had been intimidated or coerced. In response to the police investigation, a group of activists called the New Cross Massacre Action Committee conducted their own interviews, and these are largely the ones that inform this book. There was near silence from the government and the press. This had been the climate for many years, families being burned out of their homes, migrants attacked and murdered in the street. The police were at best indifferent, and at worst, party to the hostility. On the 2nd of March 1981, thousands of black people and their allies gathered at Fordham Park in Lewisham. It came to be known as the Black People's Day of Action, and was the largest political gathering of black people in British history at the time. Organised by under-acknowledged British activists such as John LaRose, Dorcas Howe, Sybil Phoenix, Alex Pascal and many others, the intended route went from Lewisham to Hyde Park. It was raining. No demonstration had crossed a bridge in London for centuries. As the demonstration approached Blackfriars, the police tried to push the crowds back. People ran. This flowed into Fleet Street, once home of the media, where journalists leaned out of the windows and spat and jeered at the march. After a belated response to the deaths of the 13 young people addressed to the activists, not the families, a police initiative began in retaliation to the Black People's Day of Action and ostensibly to curb crime in South London. The hated sus laws gave license to Swamp 81, an operation in which close to 1,000 black and ethnic minority people were stopped and searched in South London in 5 days. The name of the operation was seen as an insensitive reference to Thatcher's 1978 speech in which she said, "People are really rather afraid that this country might be rather swamped by people with a different culture. People are going to react and be rather hostile to those coming in." During the tense time of Swamp 81, the attempted arrest of a man who had been stabbed prompted the Brixton Uprising in April 1981, also known as the Brixton Riots. Since the blame for this lay firmly at the door of the police, an investigation was commissioned producing the Scarman Report, The Brixton Disorders, 10th to the 12th of April 1981. It found the police guilty of causing the riots due to its refusal to listen to the community it was supposed to serve. This triggered a new era in race relations in the UK, in conjunction with the ongoing activism and resistance of the black, Asian and ethnic minority organising groups. My residency began just after the Brexit vote. As I read through the interviews, looked at the photos, listened to the audio, watched the footage, it struck me that the events of the present were eerily similar to the events up to and after the New Cross Fire. Then in June 2017, Grenfell happened. Institutional indifference to working class lives had left nearly 80 people dead. The Windrush scandal was reminiscent of right-wing calls for black repatriation. The archive became, for me, a mirror of the present, a much-needed
Sample complete. Ready to continue?